Hello everyone, it's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to His people. And I thank the Lord that He's watching over us and He has a living plan that includes us. If we believe on Jesus Christ, we enter a glorious plan. We talked about last week how when you believe on Jesus Christ, you enter a plan that cannot die. You're going to get to see the wonders of heaven. God made us in His very own image, and He's one with the fact that we're made in His image. That was His desire. That was His plan from the beginning. He warned Adam not to fall. Adam fell. He made a way for us to live like Him. He made a way for us to be righteous through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We're not righteousness with our righteousness. We are righteous with His righteousness. And we attain it through the blood of Jesus Christ. His blood was shed that we could be redeemed, forgiven, made in right standings with God. That's why He said, "Let your light shine." Said, "You're the light of the world and the salt of the earth." Now, light is something we've been given, awarded, made over, made new. We don't have to do anything to be the light. Just let it shine. The light of life that God has given us, live by it. Let it shine. Don't compromise. Don't try to put it out so people will feel comfortable. Be the light. If you love everybody, love everybody. When you have the wisdom of God, operate in it. Just don't put it out. Now, when it comes to salt, that means you have to do something. Do the will of God. Live according to the light that God has given you. Endeavor to learn more. That's what salt does. Salt preserves. But you have to do something and say something. And I thank God for that. As we do these things, we set a standard for others to live by. The Lord had to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because their acts were abominable to Him. And it was abominable to man. For a man to sleep with another man as a woman, and a woman to sleep with another woman as a woman, as a man, that's wrong. And this sin got out of hand. But check this out. The Lord said that there were 10 righteous men. Abraham started with 50 in his question when he asked the Lord about this in Genesis, I think it was chapter 18. Lord, if you had 50 righteous men, would you spare the city? And He said He spared. Now, He got all the way down to 10 righteous men. The Lord would have let Sodom and Gomorrah remain intact without judgment if there were 10 righteous men there. There was only one. 3 people got out alive, and one of them, no, 4 people got out alive. Lot, his wife, and his 2 daughters. But when his wife looked back and saw the city burning, she turned to a pillar of salt. So now you have 3 people, 4 walked out, and 3 survived Sodom and Gomorrah's destruction. And this literally happened. Now, if the Lord had 10 righteous men, He could have stabilized that city and it wouldn't have been a threat to His covenant that He made with Abraham and with Adam. Because sin is infectious. It's like cancer. And anybody that trusts it will be consumed by it. Now, we're still dealing with end times. But consider this another chapter in the message of end times. We're dealing with the tares and the wheat. And the Lord has me teaching on the parable of the tares and the wheat, because he's going to sort his people in these days. And you're part of it. I don't know how I know that he's doing it, and he's doing it systematically. And it involves his people. And the Lord likes for his people to know what he's doing. And we need to be on the same page with him. And this is nothing new. This is something that he just said he would do, and now he's doing it. And last week we left off, and we were studying Matthew chapter 7. And Jesus said in verse 21, chapter 7, verse 21, he said, "Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." He said, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name, and thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." So though people do wonderful works, though they prophesy, and it come to pass, and though they cast out devils and work miracles, that does not qualify them to be wheat, God's people. What qualifies us to be God's people is that we believe on Jesus Christ, and we walk in his way with single eyes. Because Satan, from the time you get saved, he's trying to get you back in the world. He's trying to get you interested in something he got in the world, so that you'll walk out of the security of salvation and go back to the world and reject God and curse him to his face. Tares have always been among us. It's nothing new. We love tares. We marry tares sometimes. Sometimes the people in the congregation are tares. Sometimes the deacons can be tares. Sometimes the preachers are tares. Sometimes even the pastors are tares. Sometimes the people who started organization are actually tares. Now, the Word of God gives us light. And as we receive the light of God's Word, the truth of God's Word, the intended meaning, the intended root meaning of God's Word, the sincerity of the gospel, when we receive it and live by it, we have light and we can see things for what they are. If you draw near to the Lord and you live in his, and you enter in his, you're in his presence, you can tell when there are things and it's not right in you. You see yourself for what you are. And the Holy Spirit is kind. He loves us. There are times I went in his presence and I knew things about myself that needed changing. And I did something about it. I said, "Lord, I don't know how to do it, but I don't want this in me no more." Now, when you study the word of the Lord, and you look out in the wide world and see what people are doing, you know that there's a difference. Jesus said himself, "No man can serve two masters. He's going to love one and hate the other." Now, the master I choose is God, Jesus Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. That's who I keep my trust in. Everything else got to go. I decided a long time ago I will not cater to money, to fame, fortune, people. I don't let people tell me what to preach. I get my orders from the Holy Spirit. And he always confirms his word. And when he tells me something that I hadn't learned that may be strange to me, I listen. I ask him my questions. And he answers me. And then he confirms it through other people who believe God. that walk the line, that love him. I'm not one of those people that say, well, if God didn't say it to me, I don't believe it. Those people always end up in a ditch. They get off on a tangent. They started out following God, but through pride, they end up going off on a tangent. It always happens. You have to listen to them. Jesus said this. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. So I asked a pastor a long time ago when I had just started out. I said, how does God talk to us? He said, primarily through the word of God. And he can give you a dream and a vision. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will just tell you. And he speaks through people. And that was his, and he was telling the truth. Now, when the Lord tell me something that's personal, it's up to me to receive it and live by it. If it's something that's hard for me to grasp, because sometimes the Lord will tell you things that you need to know and you didn't know you need to know it and you had no clue about it. Those kind of things, I let him confirm it. I believe him and I learn more about it and I let him confirm it. And it keeps you balanced. And I fill my heart with the word of God. Now, as we continue, verse 22, he said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have not we prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess to you, to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. They're going to ask the question, and Jesus is going to profess to them, I never knew you. These are people that believed on Jesus Christ, but they drifted back into the world. He said, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. So people can get in and they can walk right out. It's up to us to keep our hearts teachable and pliable to the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit warns us, don't ignore his warning. When he show you that he's going to deal with you in truth, he's going to tell you the truth. You can't select which truth you're going to live by. The truth is the truth. He didn't say the truth was going to always be pleasant and pleasing. Now, when the Lord talked to me, if he tell me something favorable, it's easy for me to say, yeah, I heard God. I'm happy I heard God. But when he tell me something that I need to deal with, that's true too. Now, I can't just say, well, I'm going to listen to God when it feel good, and when it don't, I'm just going to ignore it. I end up on a tangent or in a ditch. And to stay balanced, you have to deal with the truth. You have to make decisions by it. Verse 24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which builds his house upon a rock. And the rock descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, that it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. That's the man that hear the word of God and do it. Not just get saved and just kind of let himself coast through life. Get saved and learn and do God's word. He said, everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them shall be likened unto the... Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the ground got soft, and when the winds blew, it beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. You don't have to fall. You don't have to be a tear. You do have to do God's word. And if you receive advice from people, make sure that it lines up with the word of God. Your best friend is not the Holy Ghost. Your human best friend, that is. Now, if your best friend is the Holy Ghost, talking about the Holy Spirit, listen to him. He's going to guide you. But if you harden your heart, he'll stop. If you soften your heart, he'll give you more information. If you if you embrace what he says with trust. But if you got a friend that gives you bad, naughty advice, and you think it's a good idea, you need to study the word more than you're doing. Because the word of God will strengthen you, give you backbone to do what's right. The Lord loves us, and he cares about us in every way. He wants us to go forward, not backward. He doesn't want us to see. He wants us to hear him and understand, come to understanding in the things of God. He's given us the whole kingdom, and the kingdom works. You benefit by what he's given us, and I thank the Lord for it. Now, you can hear these broadcasts at your will on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. If you have people that you want to hear these broadcasts, text them and say and have them to visit newlivingletters.com. Everything is free. There's an audio page for the broadcast. There's a Living Letters page for the writings that the Lord gave me to write. I thank the Lord for that. Now, God wants us to be strong in him, not weak, not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that people come up with. Rebellion is everywhere. Deception is everywhere. It's all over the place. That's why the Holy Spirit came to us to guide us into all truth. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, we're out of time, but the Lord is never out of time. He will continue to teach those and bless those that love him. And I thank the Lord for that. Now, till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.